Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Zvachim Daf Chav Gimel. We begin on Chav Beis Amud Beis, 10 lines off the bottom. Back to the sugya regarding Ziknei Dorim, the elders in the south of Eretz Yisrael, great scholars who introduced a new concept. The Mishnah says, a kohen who is tamei may not do avodah, and if he does, the avodah is possible. However, they told us this is limited to this that we say it's possible is only regarding tumas sheretz, if the kohen touched that creature. So yeah, there is avodah is possible, but if he touched a mace, you would think a mace is more severe, more strict. It is in a way, but not in this context. Here, say Ziknei Dorim, if the kohen was tamei mace, processed even a private person's carbon, a carbon yochid, which typically doesn't allow for any allowances regarding tumah, carbon tzibur does, right? A public carbon, if the community or the kohanim are tamei, you can process it with tumah, if they are tamei mace. So by a tzibur we find allowances. By yochid, typically we don't find allowances. However, says Ziknei Dorim, if it was tumas mace that the kohen was involved in, and he went and did a korban yochid, but he have it works. Why? The reasoning was because since we find regarding tumas mace, there are allowances, as we explained, regarding korban tzibur. Likewise, b'diavad, after the fact, if you process the korban yochid in that status, with the kohen being tamei mace, it's kosher. Amar Ula. So Ula now sought to challenge this opinion. Toka. So he quotes Rish Lakish. So Ula quoted Rish Lakish, who challenged the Ziknei Dorim. Toka. He blew. He yelled out. He called out. He challenged. He vocally challenged the scholars from the south. Toka luhu Rish Lakish. Lidoroi moi to the Ziknei Dorim. He says like this. How can you tell me a kohen was tamei mace, but the evidence is kosher even for korban yachid? Look, v'chi eizer koyach meruba. According to your opinion, whose power is greater to override tumah? Koyach mechaprin, the power of the kohanim who actually process the kapur, process the korban, or koyach miskaprin, or the power of the owners, or the recipients of the kapur. So which one is bigger? Habe Omer, clearly, based on yesterday's discussion, where we said that if, let's say, the owner of a korban, let's say a korban Pesach, it's Erev Pesach, time for the korban Pesach, oops, he touched the sheretz. He can still stand in his korban, because he'll quickly immerse in the mikveh, wait for sundown, and join the Seder, and partake in the korban Pesach. So as we learned yesterday, Shoychten Vizorikin Altmei Sheretz, we can process a korban on behalf of an owner who's merely Tami Sheretz, it's a one-day affair, he'll be available tonight. Nevertheless, if a kohen is a Tami Sheretz, even Ziknei Dorim agreed, if he processes a private carbon, when he's Tami Sheretz, the carbon is possible. So clearly, in a way, the owner's power is stronger than the kohen, right? If the owner is involved in Tumas Sheretz, no problem. His carbon can be brought on his behalf. Not so if the kohen himself is Tami Sheretz, he can bring a carbon in that. He can't process the carbon in that state. So clearly the owner has an advantage over the kohen. And therefore, we're going to now seek to disprove Ziknei Dorim's position regarding the other matter, regarding them allowing a kohen who's tamei mace to process a carbon yachad, as follows. Because even in a situation where a owner was tamei sheretz, nevertheless, as we just said, mishalfim carbon, the same, they could send in their carbon and have it processed, you know, from a distance, remote control. No issue with that. So despite the owner having that advantage, a kohen was not found to have that advantage. Kohen shnitma b'sheretz, as opposed to a kohen who himself became tamei b'sheretz, ain't a maratza. If he processes a korban yochid, it's possible. So the kohen, in a way, is lower than the owner, has a disadvantage vis-a-vis the owner regarding tumas sheretz. Certainly, wouldn't you agree? Makim shnitma b'al mace, a situation where a Pesach owner, an owner of the carbon, became tummy with mace. She'ein mashalchon kumar nisayim. So in the middle of the 7 days, he can't send in his carbon Pesach. That's what we're assuming. So we're going to switch that. But we're assuming he can't. So regarding Tumas Meis, even the owner is locked out. Wouldn't you agree that the Kohen certainly is locked out? The Kohen who to begin with had a disadvantage. Kohen Shenitma with Meis, certainly a Kohen who became Tummy with Meis. Eino didn't, wouldn't you agree, Sheinu Maratza, if he does the Karban Yachid in that state, the Karban is possible? The answer is no, Kasari Dikne Dharm, because they hold Tummy Meis Namim Shalach Karban Noisav. You're making an assumption. Your notion is incorrect. Even the owner of the Karban Pesach was Tummy Meis. Although he shouldn't be sending in his Karban, because he can't partake in that Karban tonight. But if he sends it, it works. So the basis for your Kal V'Chomer has to be corrected. In which case, we can surely say that Zikne Dharm's opinion will still hold true. A Kohen, who is a Tmei Meis, who processed the Karban Yachad, it's Kasher. Okay, so the Chiddush now is, not only if the owner of a Karban Pesach is Tmei Sheretz, can he send in his Karban, even if he's a Tmei Meis, if he sends it works. And by the way, it's going to be these two facts or notions or halachas that we're going to be busy with the next a little while. So without going back into the whole sort of mental gymnastics here, but we're meant to know that these are these basic facts serve as the basis for Zikne Dharm's position. Their chiddush was a different chiddush, that a kayin was a Tmei Meis who does a Karban Yachad is kash. But as we explained, that halacha is based on a whole configuration of svaris, of factors, which are based on two notions. First of all, that an owner of a Karban Pesach can send in a Karban, even when he's Tamei, whether Tamei Sheretz or Tamei Meis. Ask the Gemara, how could you say a Tamei Meis can send in a Karban? V'ksiv, ish ish ki yitamei, v'asa Pesach v'gedin Hashem. The Pesach clearly says, if an owner is Tamei, you got to wait till your next chance. Pesach Sheni, Lemitzvah, preferably. You should have patience. But if he does and he sends it in, it works. V'ksiv, what do you mean? The Pesach says, ish li achlai. Karban is meant to be for consumption. Lemitzvah, again, that's a preferred method. But even if the owner is Tamei, you did the Karban on his behalf, so he can't eat, but at least he has the Karban on his credit. Well, the Kubi Loi, really, it doesn't hold back the kashas of the Karban if the owner, who you're shechting it for, can't eat. But Tanya, the Brisa says, Michsas Nefashis. Rashi says, Michsas means Lashon Minyan. The number, the count, the guess. You can only join a Karban Pesach if you were counted in, if you were invited, if you were counted into the group. Mulamed, we learn Sheina Pesach Nishchat, El Menuyav, the Pesach has to be prepared, has to be shechted for the invitees. Shochtesh Leil Menuyav, let's say he had in mind a stranger. Yochel Yeikoivra La Mitzvah, perhaps he's just, not fulfilling a mitzvah. He's not doing it as preferred, but it's still okay. Tamalayma, no, Tochaisu. Torah repeats it again. That it has to be done with the right people in mind. Shina Tachaisu, Akosav Shina Alav La'ake. Torah repeats it to tell you that it's vital. So you can't have in mind a stranger who is not really counted into the group. V'iskish Oichlum Lemenuy. And we're assuming that the Menuyin factor, which we just established as being critical, is similar to the Oichlin factor. Ishlefi Achle. You have to shecht it for a person who can potentially eat the Karban. We're assuming just like Menuyin is important and critical, likewise the Oichlin factor is important and critical as well. If you have a mind, a Tama, you cannot eat tonight, it's possible. V'iskish Oichlin the Menuyin. So how could you, as an owner, who knows you can't eat, who knows he can't eat, he's a Tamei Meis, how could he have the Karban Pesach done on his behalf? How's it kosher? The answer is Zikne Dharm Le Makshi. This connection between a non-eater and an uninvited guest, this connection, according to Zikne Dharm, doesn't hold true. They don't connect the two. Uninvited guest is worse than a non-eater. So bottom line is, the owner is Tmei Meis, despite the fact that he can't really partake, but the evidence works. So that was the Gemara. Okay, fine. Let's go back to the main point of Zikne Dharm. That if a kohen is tamei, tends to a korban yachid, so it depends. If he's tamei sheretz, it's possible. Tamei meis, it's okay. Really, says the Gemara of Chilu Makshi. So even if they don't make this connection here, and we sort of put this issue aside, Nami, we still have a kasha on that. Meham Nami Islu Pircha. We have another direction to ask from on Ziknei Dorim. Look, Umavim Kaim Shnit Mubalim B'Sheretz. Because even in a situation where the owner of the Karban Pesach was Tamei Tumas Sheretz, a light Tumah. We just finished saying Shemeshalchen Korban Hasein L'Chatchila. There's no reason not to send in their korban. By the time nighttime comes around, they'll be available. They'll join the Seder. There's no reason not to do it. So you send it in, have regular kohanim take care of it. So despite that sort of advantage, Koyin Shnitma B'Sheretz, Einim Ratz. Even you agree, Ziknei Dorim, that if the Koyin became Tamei with Hasheretz, he can't take care of the korban. If he does, it's possible. Situation where the owner can do it l'chatchila, a kohen is possible. Certainly, makim in a situation shenitma b'ilam b'meis. If the owner became tamei tumas meis, well, even you agree ziknei dorim. It's not really preferred to send it in at that point. Maybe it works. Shem mishalchen korban is saying l'chatchila. It's not preferable for them to send in the korban. They should wait for pesach shenis. Even they ziknei dorim would agree to that. So in a way, you're already dealing with a b'di'evit. Less than preferred situation. Certainly, wouldn't you agree? Likewise, a kohen, the kohen was taking care of that korban. Shnitma b'meis became tamei through meis. Ein odin shein meratzef. Certainly, wouldn't you agree that it doesn't work? So again, regarding tumas sheretz with the owner. And it has an advantage over the kohen, because you can send in the korban when he's tamei sheretz. But still, in that same situation, a kohen, if he were himself tamei tumas sheretz, it wouldn't work. Even with the eved, certainly if the owner, who's tamei tumas meis, shouldn't be sending in the chatchila, so he's already one down. Won't you agree that if a kohen is tamei tumas meis, it doesn't even work? That's a kal v'chaymer. So this basically seeks to challenge, to undermine the position of Ziknei Dorim, who say that if a kohen, who's tamei meis, took care of a korban yachad, it works. And we sort of leave this, you know, unresolved. This question is sort of left hanging in the air. And that explains why the Rambam doesn't pass like Ziknei Dorim. He says that a Kohen, whose Tamei is Mechal Avoida, whether he's a Tamei Sheretz, Tamei Meis, there's no allowance for Korban Yochad. Okay, Meisvei. Let's go back and discuss another point, another Kasha. So again, Ziknei Dorim introduced a new Chiddush. In halacha, that if a kohen who's tamei meis takes care of a korban yachid, it works. And as we explained, after this all back and forth, ultimately it was based on two understandings, two halachas. A, if a baalim of a korban, like a korban pesach, who's merely tamei sheretz, would like to send in his korban erev pesach, sure, no problem. Likewise, if it's a tamei meis, he shouldn't be doing it. If he does it, it works. Meis becomes a kash. The Mishnah Maseches Pesachim, like this. Meisha Amru, because it was said, Nazir, a fellow who took a vow to abstain from wine, etc., at the end of his process, he will bring karbanis, provided that he's tohar. If he's tamei, he has no business being karbanis, he has to wait until he can refresh himself and start over again and complete it properly. So Nazir, v'oisei Pesach, likewise, an owner of a karban Pesach. It turns out that, you know, the carbon material became tamei, and it was processed regardless. Hatzitz, meratze al tumas dam. There is a special allowance that the tzitz, the gold plate of the Kohen Gadol on his forehead, the Kodesh Lashem, can override some impurity concerns regarding the carbon material. So suppose the carbon, the blood of the carbon had become tamei, and was processed regardless, the tzitz can override that and sort of certify it. But it will not override, certify, and okay, tuma related to a person. Let's say the owner, right? It doesn't address that. Ve'ena tzitz meratza, tzitz will not be meratza. Will not deem acceptable. Tuma concerns regarding a person, a body, an owner. Al tumas hakuf. Now, again, which tuma are we speaking about? Let's analyze the halacha. B'mai. Ilema b'tuma sheretz. Is the owner merely tumas sheretz? What's the issue? You don't need the special dispensation of the tzitz. We just said a tumas sheretz can send in a carbon, no problem. Ha'armas, you just told me. Shaychtin b'zerkin al tumas sheretz. What's the issue? Ella must be tumas meis, that the owner became tumas tumas meis. Uktani. And the Mishnah clearly says, and that's a problem. Einat it's maratza. Tzitz will not take care of it. Alma apparently, nitma ba'al b'meis, the owner became tumas through a meis. So again, we're assuming that we're speaking about the owner. Ein mishalchen korban same. He may not send him his korban. He has to wait for Pesach Sheni. That's a kasha on Zikni Darm who say that it works. And yet we say it doesn't work. Loi. Who's to say we're speaking about the owner? Granted, idid tamu bal mameis, achanami. If the owner became tamu tamas mameis, of course, if he would send it in, it works. We're speaking about the kayin. When the Mishnah says that the tzitz can't address personal tumas, that's the kayin. Hachamayaskinan kashnit mekayin b'sheretz. What happened was that the kayin touched the sheretz, and he was involved in a carbon. There's no way to undo that, no way to certify that, to imachshir that. And that's consistent with Zikni Darim's opinion as well. But now the question is, yihachi. If so, now the Mishnah is discussing tumas sheretz, and since, as we explained, it's a personal tumma, the tzitz will not take care of it. Let's move on to the next part of the Mishnah, which speaks about an interesting phenomenon called tumas, a tumma which was down in the depths, hatahim, which nobody knew about. It was just discovered by surprise. So although typically personal tumas are not overridden, as we just explained, if the kohen is tamei tumas sheretz, there's no way out. But if it so happens to be that he processed the carbon, not realizing that he's tamei because he was involved in tumas hatoim, which was just now discovered, nitma tumas hatoim atzitz meratze. That's another exception to the rule. The tzitz will take care of it. Now you're telling me that we're speaking about tumas sheretz. If that's the concern, tumas hatoim doesn't address tumas sheretz ever. For Tanya Rebchir Ruchi explained to us in a brisa, Le'amr tumas adam, tumas adam was only said el demes bolvad on regarding tumas meis. We're assuming when he says lemes, he means lemutamai as opposed to what? As opposed to tumas sheretz. Lav lemutit tumas hatoim de sheretz. So it was an unknown, hidden tumah, but involved the sheretz, will not be addressed, will not be okayed. So if you're telling me the first part of the Mishnah, speaking about tumas sheretz, is not going to work with the second part of the Mishnah, which clearly states that tumas hatoim will address personal tumas as well. Because that only works by tumas meis, not tumas sheretz. Lo, incorrect, says the Gemara. Reb Chiya never meant to exclude tumas sheretz. L'mu'te tumas hatoim de ziva, he meant to say it. It was an unknown, a real personal tumma, ziva, or a personal mission, a tumma. So then, even if it was unknown, and it doesn't get addressed by the tzitz. But a tzitz can address tumas meis and tumas sheretz. So it works. Says the Gemara. Okay, so according to this, a kohen whose tummy, even tumas sheretz, can benefit from the Tumas Adhoim dispensation. But Rambam Bacham wasn't really sure about this. What about Rambam Bacham's question regarding this very issue? Kohen hamaratza, be a carbon of the same. A kohen who's involved in processing the carbon of a nazir, the carbon of a carbon Pesach owner. So what if he encounters a Tumas Adhoim? Will he be absolved or not? Hutraloi Tumas Adhoim? Ayloi Hutraloi Tumas Adhoim. Shall we say that tumas adhoim is only a special allowance for the owner and not for the kohen? Or perhaps, yeah, huchuloi? Did he have this allowance of tumas adhoim or not? Well, according to what we just finished saying, clearly he will benefit from it. Tivshoit, we should really resolve this question that in fact tumas adhoim huchuloi, even a kohen can benefit from tumas adhoim. The achav kohen kamina, because this Mishnah, which discusses tumas adhoim, it's speaking about the kohen, as we just explained. So as the Gemara, the Rami Barachama Vadai Pliga. You're right. That was Ikne Dharma's opinion. They held that the owner is a non-issue, because if the owner is Tamei Sheretz, he can send in the carbon. Even if the owner is Tamei Meitz, if he sends it in, it works. The issue is only the Kayan. Right? So if the Kayan is Tamei Tumas Sheretz, it's an issue, but Tumas Atam can address it. That's Zikni Dorim. But Rambam Bachama disagrees, you're right. He says, no way. The issue is the owner of the Karban Pesach, because the Karban Pesach was a Tamei Meitz, may not send in his carbon. Because if he can't eat, he can't send it in. It doesn't work. Right? So in that sense, he disagrees with Zikni Dorim. And on that, the Mishnah says, look, if it was unknown to him, it was a surprise to him, or Tumas Atahim, okay. That overrides the owner being Tummy. Okay, so he's clearly disagreeing with Zikni Dorim. Therefore, he wasn't sure. That triggered his question. Well, here we find that Tumas Atahim can address the owner. What about the Kohen? He wasn't sure. Says the Gemara. Okay, so back to the basic dispute. Zikni Dorim hold that even an owner who was Tamei Meitz, who sent in a Karban Pesach, it's kosher. And he need not bring a second, Karban Pesach Sheni. Toshma, it comes a raya. That in fact, that's true, it works. Pasuk regarding the tzitz, right, the tzitz, which overrides the tumah issues on the Karbonis, says, V'nasa Aaron, Savayna Kachem, Aaron HaKohen will absolve certain sins regarding Karbonis. Now, it doesn't specify which sins. We're assuming it's impurity, tumah sins. How do we know? There's so many different types of things that can go wrong. There's pigle, there's all kinds of machshavas we spoke about. So which deficiency, which carbon problem would the tzitz take care of? Let's go through the options. Even im avoin pigle, Rashi learns, pigle here actually means chutzlam kaimai. So he processed the carbon, planning to burn it or to eat it outside, the Beis HaMikdash, which the Torah calls pigle. Pigle hu lei ratzon. Well, that has no allowances. There are no leeways on that. What do you mean? It's not factored. It's not counted. It's totally possible. There's no way out. That's out. Perhaps we're speaking about avoynoiser, where he planned on eating the carbon, in a couple of days' time, or makar the carbon in a couple of days' time. That's called chutzli lizmanai. Perhaps the tzitz can take care of that. No. Once again, Pasuk says this carbon is unacceptable. The only option left is tumah issues. Ha, apparently, elavain tumah. Apparently, the tzitz will address tumah issues. Why is tumah different than the other ones? You know why? Because, tumah allows for some slack. Shehutra mechlola betzibur. We find exception to the rule regarding a public carbon. The public can process the carbon even when they're tummy. Okay, so since we find some leeway, we assume that that's the purpose of the tzitz, to address tumah concerns. I'll say the blood of the material of the carbon becomes tummy, and was processed, it works. Now, there are different types of tumas. Let's go through the options. My tumah, which tumah are we speaking of? Which tumah will the tzitz take care of? Ilema, tumah sheretz. We're speaking about a tumah sheretz. So let's say the owner was tummy sheretz. And he liked to send in his carbon. So as we said before, he could, but you know what? He really needs some sort of special override, but the fact is, he's currently not a potential eater. He's still tummy. So we need a special, this dispensation, a special allowance, that this will allow him to send in the carbon. And again, this is based on the fact that we find some leeway regarding tumah by tzibur. But guess what? We never find leeway regarding tumah sheretz by tzibur. That's the halacha. The tzibur is tamei sheretz, we can't process their carbon bituma. Hech ishtu, what do we find? A green light regarding tumas sheretz bitzibur. So apparently we're not speaking about tumas sheretz. Elo tumas meis. No, apparently we're speaking about tumas meis. Where we find that if the public became tamei tumas meis, they can process their carbon bituma. And likewise, in a private setting, v'lav, and we're assuming, shenit mubal meis, if the owner became tamei with mace, the halacha is that the tzitz will take care of it. Amma, apparently, nitmu, balam, b'meis, m'shalchon, korban esem. If an owner became tummy with meis, and he sends in the korban, it works. That's all right, the ziknei dorim, who say, a korban pesach owner, who's tummy meis, if he sends in the korban, it's okay. Now, are we speaking about a korban pesach, or are we speaking about a nazir? Ubamai. Ibn Nazir, or speaking about a nazir, sending in the korban, when he's tummy, how can he send in a korban? V'chiyomus meis, olav arachman, the Torah says, if he encountered a meis, he has to wait patiently, he has to redo his whole Nazirus experience, and then bring karbonis. You can't bring a karbon now. No way. El Oisei Pesach. Apparently, the only one left here is the Oisei Pesach. The only option is a Pesach owner. V'lav k'gayin sh'nit m'bal b'meis. Speaking of the owner became tamei meis, and still we say that the karbon works. That's right, a zikne dar. Says, well, no. Loi lo'ilam. The sheretz, perhaps, is speaking that the sheretz is the tumah that we're speaking of. The owner is a Tmei Sheretz, it's fine, send in the Karim. But a Tmei Meis wouldn't work. Ask you a question, if it's a Tmei Sheretz, how could the Halacha of the Tzitz overriding it be based on the fact that we find leeway in a public setting? We don't find leeway by Sheretz in public setting. Right? There's no way to process the Karim, the Tumah, just because it's Tmei Sheretz. We don't find that. The same Tumah Ba'ilam, you're right. So although this particular situation doesn't allow for Tumah b'tzibur, but you know, in concept we find that Tumah at large, in general, has leeway when it comes to tzibur. So likewise, we assume that we have, you know, if you have to pick any deficiency which is overridden by the tzitz, we're assuming it's Tumah related. But again, perhaps we're speaking of the owners of Tmei Sheretz, and that's why you can send in the korban. Who's to say that even if he's a Tmei Meis, he can do that? We don't really have a raya, so we haven't really substantiated our proof to Zik Nedarim's position. So now before we conclude the last and final piece of this complicated sugya of Zik Nedarim, let's just recap again the main points, the main chidushim of Zik Nedarim were as follows. A Kohen, who is Tamei, who processed a Korban Yachid. So if the Kohen was a Tamei Sheretz, Kohen is possible. If he was a Tamei Meis, the Korban is kosher. Let's just go through the facts. It was based on some halachis regarding the owner. And this was what generated the Kal v'Chomer, etc. So the basis, foundation was basically two halachis. A, if an owner of a Korban Pesach is merely Tamei Sheretz, he can send in the Korban, take care of it tonight, join it tonight. Regarding a Tamei Meis, that was also a Chiddush. So even if the owner is a Tamei Meis, he will not be able to partake in the Korban Pesach tonight. Nevertheless, if he sends in the Korban, it works. Says the Gemara, we're going to make one final attempt at refuting their position. So actually, there was another version of this last conversation who sought to use this brisa as a refutation, as a kasha. If you could dedive some, analyze the brisa differently, you might see, okay, and use it as a kasha. So to disprove, number one, that if a kohen is tummy, and he processes a korban yachid, it's possible. Number two, even if the owner is tummy mace, even if it's just the owner, he cannot send in his korban pesach, it won't work. So again, the brisa began with the pasuk that the tzitz will address avoina kachim, deficiencies regarding the kachim. So only tumah regarding the actual material itself. If the blood is tummy, if the fats are tummy, avoina kachim in, avoin magdishin loy. But not deficiencies, tumas, personal tumas regarding the people involved, the kohanim, the owners. It will not address that. My tumah. Now, which tumah are we speaking of? Ilam tumah sheretz. And the Mishnah and the Brisa actually explained the reason why we're allowing tumah to be taken care of by the tzitz is because tumah, in a sense, has leeway, has dispensation regarding a public carbon, a carbon tzibur, where tumah is done away with. So we're assuming that tumah is easier to address and to accommodate. So again, when the Mishnah says, when the Braisa says, based on the Pasuk, that we only override strictly cover material issues of Tumah, not personal issues. My Tumah, which Tumah are we speaking of? We can be speaking about Tumah Sheretz or Tumah Smeis. Either Tumah Sheretz or speaking of Tumah Sheretz. That can't be, because if it's based on the leeway that we have in a Kabbar and Tzibur, that doesn't exist by Tumah Sheretz, as we discussed before. Mi Yishtaria, but Tzibur, since one is Tumah Sheretz, a reason to allow a Kabbar and Tzibur to be brought by Tumah. El Lav Tumah Smeis. Oh. The only option we have is Tumas Meis, where in fact it's allowed by a carbon tzibur. If the tzibur is tummy, if kehanam tummy, they can process a bituma. Likewise, if a similar issue arises in a tumas in a carbon yachid, the tis will take care of it. And still, the brisa, based on the pasuk, tells us vavan kachim in. This is strictly limited to carbon material issues of tuma. Avan magdishim loy benat, personal tuma issues, such as the kain is tummy meis. Or the owner is a Tamei Meis, it doesn't work. And both these points contradict Ziknei Darim, who say that if a Kain is Tamei Meis, he can rats even a Karban Yachad. Likewise, if the owner of a Karban Yachad is Tamei Meis, if he sends in a Karban Pesach, it works. Says so, no, lie. Not necessarily so. We're not speaking about Tumas Meis. Loilam Tumas Sheretz. Speaking about Tumas Sheretz. Where in fact, even Ziknei Darim agree, if the Kain is Tamei Tumas Sheretz, he dare not touch a private carbon, it's possible. As to your question, how can this be based on the fact that there is an allowance for Tumah B'tzibur? V'shem Tumah B'aylam. As long as we find in some context that Tumah is overridden by Tzibur, i.e. by Tumas Meis, so that gives us a window, that gives us sort of a green light to allow for Tzitz to address some form of tumah, even by carbon yachid, even though it's not the same tumah, that's close enough. Okay, so conclusion. Ziknei Darim. We have a chiddush, big chiddush. Although the Mishnah says the kain is tummy, it's possible for carbon, that's only tummy sheretz. But if he processes the carbon when he's a tummy maize, but the it works, just as we find that tummy maize is allowed by the carbon tzibur. And went through a lot of back and forth, seeking to substantiate the Rashita, to refute the Rashita. But in any case, their opinion was also based on two halachas regarding an owner who's tummy. An owner who's tummy sheretz may send in his carbon pesach. He'll just be able to join up tonight. And even a owner is a tummy meis, stuck in the middle of his 7-day chatchil, he should wait for Pesach Sheni, but even if he will not, and I'll send him the carbon today, it works. Okay, let's continue. Yoshev, Mishnah says a kohen who's in seated position while he's doing the avodah, you can't do that, and it's possible. We know, how do we know? Amar Rava, or Rav Nachman, or Kra, Lamed Sharas, you meant to stand while you serve. Lamed B'chartev, Lo Yishev, I chose him to stand, and not to sit. And Rashi says, well, if he's seated, while he's doing the avodah, he's like a zar, he's like a non-kohen in that regard. And a zar is mechalal de avodah, right? So a seated kohen is like a yisrael. It's qualified for avodah. Tan Rabban, we learned in a brisa likewise. Lamed l'sheretz tells you mitzvah. You meant to stand. Well, how do we know that in fact it's critical? Kshu'aim, when the pasuk says, ha'aimdim, again, stand. Shin olav akosav la'akiv. By repeating it, the Torah is telling you that it's critical that he stand while he do the avodah. In fact, that's why we stand by Shemoneh Esrei. Which is the highlight, you know, the peak, the high point of our tefillah, which is connected to carbon. That's where we stand, like the kohen, serving the Beis HaMikdash. Amalei Rav L'Rav Nachman. Look, Michti, let's think about this. Yoyishev Kazar Dam. We've just concluded, a kohen who's in seated position, it's like a non-kohen, like a zar, like a yisrael, umach l'avayin, and that's why he disqualifies the avayin. So, Ema, why don't we say a step further, mazar b'misa, just like if a yisrael does the avayin, he's liable to Misa B'dei Shamayim. That's the punishment prescribed to that. Af Yoyishev B'Misa, likewise the kohen who's seated while he's doing the Avodah should be liable to Misa. Alam Atani, we learned in the Braisa that although it's possible, it's not B'Misa, Aval Oral, an Oral, Oinen, a Yoyishev, a kohen who's sitting, ain't a B'Misa, El Basara. They're warned, they shouldn't be doing it, but there's no Misa. Why? Sitting equals Zar, and Zar equals Misa. The answer is, because we find that in two instances, the Torah says there's Misa. And we know that when the Torah repeats something once, and then, you know, again in a different place, why repeat it? You can just learn one from the other. To tell you, it's limited to these two places, and don't expand it further. The Kohen who was missing his clothing. Big day kuna. Likewise, the Kohen who failed to wash his hands and feet. Two instances where the Torah says that there's mis. Shnei ksuvin, these are two psukim, habayin ke'echad, which coincide with respect to misa liability. And it's telling you to limit it to only those cases. We find two sources applying a halacha to two different cases. It's limited to those cases. You can't apply it elsewhere. Says the Gemara, but there's a shita which disagrees. It says, according to the opinion, it says, even if you have two psukim, you can still apply it elsewhere. The answer is we have three. Three instances where the Torah says they are liable to Misa. Not limited to those three only. Shtir Yayin, because the Kohen who drank wine before serving, Havalei Shlisha, that's a third example of Misa liability. Ushloisha, when you have three sources, Lidra Kol, according to all Shittas, Ein Malam, you can't apply it elsewhere. Hence, a Yeshev, although it's possible, but there's no Misa involved. All the best to you, Natzlacha Rav.